SOP 189. Today we're talking about what bit rate to export at.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, hello. Welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you very much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting. If you'd like to reach me, I'd love to hear from you. My email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com, and you can call on your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. Now, today what we're going to talk about, we've been going the last couple of shows, I'm taking some of the classic questions that I get answered all the time, that I get asked all the time. And one of them was I had someone this week that exported their show at 190 kilobits per second. Now, I know that sounds completely off the charts geeky. And kilobits per second, you know what? We don't care technically what it means. We're going to use this analogy. Paint. The more paint on your brush, the more detail, and the better the paint coats, right? Well, the more kilobits per second you paint your sound in, the more detail it has and the better it sounds. Now, there are a couple standard bit rates, and you choose these when you're exporting. In some programs, it's called mixdown. In some programs, it's called export. As always, if this is the final mix of your podcast, or if you're recording live, you want to use either 64 is as low as I would go. 64 kilobits per second. That is what I call AM radio. Now, people ask me all the time, what about TalkShoe? I'm thinking about doing a live podcast. What are your thoughts about TalkShoe? And every show I hear on TalkShoe is done at 32 kilobits per second. That's half of AM radio, and it sounds exactly like that. It sounds like a crackly, bad AM radio. And those are made for, hence the name TalkShoe, talk shows, okay, that have almost no music, and it's basically primarily talk. It sounds like a phone, basically. Now, 64 is as low as I would go. Now, when would I use this? Well, if I was doing a podcast that maybe focused on people who didn't have high-speed internet access, maybe to a certain country that was, poor, for lack of a better phrase, and they didn't have high-speed internet, because the more kilobits per second, the bigger the file, hence the longer it takes to download. So this person had made their file at 190. It was 84 megs, and it was basically a talk show with a little intro music and some sweepers and things like that. And so I recommend that they export at 96 kilobits per second, which is what this show is. I have a little intro music, I have some outro music, things like that, and I want it to sound pretty good. Now, 64 is what I call AM radio, 96 is what I call FM radio, which sounds pretty good, and that's what I use for most of my podcasts. Now, the other one is 128. I would use this if I was doing a music podcast, if I was doing a show where it was primarily me introducing music. 128 is basically near CD quality. And again, the bigger the number, the larger the file, the longer it's going to take to download. So if I was doing something like that, I had somebody do a 45-minute video podcast, and it almost crashed my computer. I had an old computer with somewhat limited disk drive space, and the file was so huge, it took almost a half hour to download, and then when it did, it almost crashed my system. I don't know what that person was thinking. That's why you'll see where most videos are 5 to 10 minutes, because they're much larger in size. Now, in this case, I took their hour-long file, which was 84 megs at 190 kilobits per second. That is like uber good quality. That's like over CD quality almost, basically. And that's where, when you get into this range, this is people where the serious audio geeks, for lack of a better phrase, hang out. and they're going to argue how much 190 sounds better than 128, and it does. I'm not going to argue that it doesn't, but you've got to have the right stereo to even pick up the differences. So for me, most podcasts, 128 is high as you need to go. 64 is as low as I would go, and that's where I usually shoot, right in the middle at 96. Now, I have another podcast for musicians, and most of the time it's at 96, but if I'm going to play a song at the end, I'll do it at 128. So sometimes I will switch, and because I don't really think there's a huge difference between 96 and 128, and most of the time I've never had somebody say, hey, that sounded different. So that's and you can pick those when you export, or if you, some people do this, they will save their file as a WAV, and then they'll use iTunes to convert the WAV file to an MP3. You can do that. You would just go into your settings and make sure that iTunes says, you know, when importing, use this setting, either 64, 96, or 128. And speaking of music podcasts, I might as well answer this one while I'm at it. That is a great podcast. And it's from actually two great podcasts. One is Blogs, Views, and Blues at Blogs, Views, and Blues. Rich Palmer, one of the earliest ever School of Podcasting students, does a podcast there. And I'm a big fan of the blues music. I'm a big fan of technology, so I like that one. But the one I'm really into now is A1Blues.com. This is a buddy, another guy that's been around a while at the School of Podcasting, A1 Mark. And he was promoting. Now, blues artists aren't typically the kind of artists that you can go into Best Buy and buy, unless you're Stevie Ray Vaughan or somebody like that that's super well known. And Mark was pointing people, as he should as a podcaster, to people's websites. And also, I should mention out, if you're a music podcaster and you're using the PodSafe Music Network at PodSafeMusicNetwork.com, please report to the artist that you're playing their music. As a musician, that's really encouraging. And it also helps feed the stats at the PodSafe Music Network. But getting back to my original point, I had a little offset there. Mark was just pointing people to Amazon. And I said, do you realize that Amazon has an affiliate program? And one of the great things about it, it's called Associates. So go to Amazon.com, to the very bottom, and it says Join Associates. And when you sign up, when you get inside the Associates area, you can install, I think it's called the Associates Bar. And the great thing about this is you can log into your Associates and you can go to any page at Amazon after you've logged in. Can you hear my dog having a bad dream? Hear that? Stop that. Dudley, wake up.
Wake up, buddy. It's okay. It's okay.
All right. Real life drama here at the School of Podcasting. You know, you can turn off your cell phone, you can turn off the air conditioning, and the dog's going to have a nightmare in the middle of your podcast. You can go to Amazon.com after you've logged into your Associates area, and this bar will show up, and you can go to that. Let's say as a musician, you could say, there's a picture of their album. You could say, link to this page. And I usually choose a text link, and then I'll just, you know, say, you know, click here to buy it at Amazon, and I'll use that link. If I was, you know, doing an author or something like that. It just, anything at Amazon makes it very easy to become an associate. Now, you're not going to get rich with Amazon links, but you are going to make some money. I think last month I made $39, which is better than a poke in the eye. That's gas money through a couple different things. Mainly I do a health-related podcast and exercise equipment and things like that. Now, the other one is many artists, especially independent artists that are on CD Baby. CD Baby, by the way, had an affiliate program, and they updated their website. They're under new management. They have, the official term, I believe, is horked. They've horked their affiliate program. I've sent numerous things to them. They are aware that they've horked their affiliate program. They don't seem to be in any hurry. I have not received a response in terms of, like, what's the ETA on that. But the good news is most independent artists that are on CD Baby are also in iTunes. And if you go to linkshare.com, you can sign up to be an iTunes affiliate, and then any band that's in iTunes, whether it be an independent or, you know, Madonna or whoever, Britney Spears or Black Eyed Peas, if you're talking about this music on your podcast, you can put a link there through Linkshare, sign up for Apple, then use their link building tool, put that there. Now, again, here, you're not going to make, you know, I think this one time I sold it, somebody bought a single track, and I think I made a dime. Again, the track's only 99 cents, so I made 10%, but I guess if you do enough of those, you know, again, better than a poke in the eye. But I just wanted to make you aware of that. That Amazon has a thing. And then last but not least, and then we'll get out the door here, I did a poll with some people on one of my websites. 86% of the people preferred to buy music from iTunes, which I thought was interesting because until recently, the things you bought from iTunes were DRM restricted, meaning you had some restrictions on if you could copy it or not or burn it to a CD, things like that. Now I think they're both even, but Amazon never did. And in some cases, Amazon is even cheaper than iTunes, and yet 86% of the people were buying music from iTunes. So just some tips there again, how to export your podcast. Either use 64, which is AM radio, 96 is FM radio, or 128, which is near CD quality, kilobits per second. That's the geeky word of the day. And then if you're doing a music podcast, look into Amazon Associates, or really any podcast for that matter, not just music. If there's anything you're talking about in your podcast, you can use the associates at the bottom of the page at Amazon.com and then install the associates bar. That is a serious time saver, as well as if you're looking to promote things on iTunes, go to Linkshare.com and sign up for their affiliate program. And that is going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Thank you very much for tuning in. I am your personal podcast coach. You can reach me at Dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can, you know, comment on the blog out at schoolofpodcasting.com. You're going to have to click on more info, probably at the bottom, to get to that. You'll see the video of me there on the front page. You can also call in your comments, 888-563-3228. Remember, in August, we're giving some free seats to our podcasting webinars. So if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/webinars, you'll see a list there, and you can sign up. We're having some free seats for the public, kind of a go back to school theme we're going on here as the kids are ready to go back to school. So from for me and my sleeping dog, I want to remind you that it's time to live a life worth podcasting about. And if you don't start a podcast soon, your competition probably will. And until next week, class dismissed.